With great gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we begin a brand new Masechta, Masechta's Yuma, which deals with the halachos of Yom HaKippurim, and we begin on, obviously, the first daf, Beis Amud Aleph. Now, the Masechta will spend a lot of time, the first seven prakim, dealing with the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, a wonderful, fascinating way for us to prepare for Yom Kippur. It's 6 months in advance, but Baruch Hashem, it's a wonderful opportunity for us to prepare for Yom Kippur properly. I received a number of yard sites from the shul just now, so we will also learn Lili Nishmas, these people who had their yard sites in the last few days, Morris Lustig, Moshe, then Elchanan Zev, Mary Maris, Miriam Macho Bazev, Clara Ben, Chaya Bas Leibush, Alan R. Grossman, Aaron Rafael Ben Yehuda Leib, Margaret Kaufman, Bela Bas Rav Yonah HaKohen, Reba Ben, Rivka Bas Mordechai, Louis Kessler, Eliezer Yehuda Ben Gershon, Seva Hoffman, Basheva Bas Mordechai HaKohen, Moshe Hammer, Moshe Yitzchok, Ben Yosef, Ben Yamin, Grace Rosenzweig, Gitaleya Bas Arye Leib, and Milton Salomon, Moshe Zev, Ben Mordechai Yaakov. These are all yard sites that have already occurred. And today we're learning Lili Nishmas, Ira Beer, Yitzchok Dov, Ben Tzvi Mendel, and Jules Hoffman, Yosef Ben Chaim Tzvi. All of these neshamas and all the neshamas we learned for 7 Aliyah from our learning. So let us begin. We begin at the very top. Shivas Yomim Kodim Yom Kippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur. Tosus interesting points out over here, sometimes a Masechta will start off with the number first, such as our case over here, Shivas Yomim, we start off 7 days before Yom Kippur. We have Dalad Rosh Hashanah, there are 4 Rosh Hashanahs, list them then. You have other times where it starts off with the din first. For example, Isha Niknis Begimul Drachim, Shalom Dorshim Behulchos, Gisri is the Chag, which should be a Pesach, Lefnei, again, Hachag, or Pesach, Shloshim Yom. So they're two different styles. Sometimes we start off with the number, sometimes we start off with the item that the number is describing. In any event, Tosus doesn't give an explanation why one times it's this way, one times it's that way. And this Mishnah here is talking about 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol. We take the Kohen Gadol out of his house, Mi Beiso. Mi Beiso literally means his house, but the Mishnah in a moment is going to tell us that Beiso Zu Ishto. So we separate him from his house, from his wife. And we bring him to a Lishka in the Beis HaMikdash, known as a Lishkas Parhedrin. Tomorrow we'll explain why it's called this Lishka of Parhedrin. In the Mishnayis, the gear says actually Palhedrin, and it was known as this Lishka, as Parhedrin or Palhedrin. The Miri explains it's because this was a name for the Kohanim Gedolim, so therefore this was called the Lishka of the Kohanim Gedolim. The Gemara later on will explain details more about this Lishka, and will say that it didn't have the Kedusha of the Azara. In any event, that's where the Kohen Gadol was separated from his family, from his wife, for 7 days before Yom Kippur. And they separated Umaskin lo Kohen Acher Tachtov, and they put another Kohen Gadol ready to take his place, Shema Yerabo Psul, in case Chas v'Shalom, some psul happened to him, and he wasn't able to do the avoda. He became tamei, or as we'll see, he died. He wasn't able to go and do the avoda for whatever the reason, so they had a stand-in, a vice Kohen Gadol, ready to come in and take over his place. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, even af isha acheres maskilo, they prepared a second wife for him, an extra wife for him, Shema Tomus Ishto, maybe his wife, Rachmona Lislam, will die. And therefore, he needs to have a wife in order to do the avoda, as the pasuk says. And this week's parsha shenema, the chiper ba'ado v'ad beiso. He has to make a kapar for himself and for his beiso. What is his beiso? As I already pointed out, beiso zu ishto. This is for his wife. So he must have a wife at the time that he's doing the avoda. So they went so far, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to go and prepare another wife for him as well. Chacham don't agree. Amrulo, imkain, ain't lo davar sof. So once you're doing one wife, so then you should have to have 2 wives, 3 wives, 4 wives, Tosu says, because that would be a concern. If you're concerned about something that's unusual, that his wife should die, so then you have to be concerned that the replacement wife would die, and therefore Chacham said, we're not concerned that far to do this. Now, why do they have to prepare another Kohen Gadol? So the Tosus Yishanim over here brings down that they had to go and prepare the special garments that the Kohen Gadol would wear. He wore 8 garments, as opposed to a regular Kohen would wear 4 garments, and these had to be perfectly fitted for him. It had to be kimi doso. It had to fit him perfectly, as we'll learn in the second parak, and in the Mishnayis and Talmud as well, where it says, kimi doso, shlo yichosev lo yoser. It can't be too large or too small. And as well, ulhasiro, lishmor asma b'tahara. And they therefore had to go and prepare him both on a physical as well as on a spiritual basis to make sure that he was pure and able to do the avoda. However, Tosus Yishanim points out that they didn't have to go and separate this replacement Kohen Gadol. He could stay with his house. That wasn't a concern. And the reason is the hafrosh is not ma'akev. If they didn't do this, the Kohen Gadol still, as long as he was tar, was able to go and do the avodah. We start the Gemara. The Gemara says Tnan Otsam. We learned that in Mishnah, this Mishnah is in Parah. Parah is a beautiful Masechta that deals with the Parah Duma. Again, Stam Parah is always going to be the Parah Duma. So we learn there in the Mishnayis in Parah, it says Shivas Yom and called them Sreifas Parah. 7 days before they would bring a Parah Duma, they did the same thing as we do over here with Yom Kippur. Yom Afrishin Kohen Asorif Es Parah Mibei. So Lelishka Shal Pnei Habira Tzofona Mizracha. They would go and separate the Kohen Gadol. Usually it was the Kohen Gadol who did this. It didn't have to be the Kohen Gadol by Paraduma. And they would separate this Kohen who would be Soref Es HaParah. He would go and burn the Paraduma. Paraduma was not a Karban. It was referred to as a Chatas, as we'll see, but it wasn't actually sacrificed on the Mizbeach. It wasn't brought in the Beis HaMikdash itself. It was brought opposite the Beis HaMikdash on Har HaZeisim. So they would separate this Kohen, who would be the one in charge of making the Paraduma. They would separate it from Mibeso, from his house, from his wife, and they would bring him to a Lishka that was on the Pnei HaBira. The Pnei HaBira, we'll see a Machlokas, is either going to be somewhere on the Har HaBayis, or it just means somewhere in the Beis HaMikdash area. So they would separate this Kohen. He would be the one that would burn the para, and they would put him in this lishka that was on the northern eastern side. We'll explain why in the Gemara, why it's Safona Mizrach on the northeastern side. This is to allude to the fact that it is called the Chatas, and the Chatas is done on the Tzofon side, and Mizracha means it has to be Nochach Pesach Olmoy, so it had to be opposite the eastern opening into the Mishkan or into the Beis HaMikdash. You enter going from the east, going towards the west. So to remind the Kohen Gadol of these two ideas, and to prepare him better to do the Sreifas Para Aduma, so they put him into this northeastern chamber. And it was known as Velishkas Beis or Evan Hoysonikres. It was known as the House of Stone. Why was it known as that? Veloma Nikra Shma Lishkas Beis or Evan. Why did they call it this House of Stone or this Office of Stone? So the Gemara says, Shekol Masel Bechli Gelolim, because everything involved with the Paraduma was done with Kalim that could not accept Tuma, such as Kli Gelolim. Kli Gelolim literally means dung types of utensils. It's hard for us to imagine, but they used to take dried dung of an animal and fashion it into a kli. That is the interpretation that we have over here. But the Gilyon HaShas and the Rashi in Shabbos on Tezvav tells us that actually it's translated not as dung, but it should be translated as marble, as shayish. In any event, they would use such kalim, which couldn't accept tuma. Likewise, bekli avonim, stone utensils, also can't accept tuma. And ubekli adama. And now this is different than kli cheres. It's also made from earth, but this isn't the classical kli cheres, earthenware utensils that we talk about throughout the Gemara. But these are dirt utensils that were not put into a fire. So they also were not capable of accepting tuma. They certainly weren't as sturdy as a kli cheres, which was burned and forged in fire and was much sturdier. So all of these kalim, whatever you translate glolim, dung, or shayish, marble, or the stone utensils, or these pure earth utensils that weren't in a fire, none of them can accept tuma. So why did they bedavka have to use such utensils when you're dealing with the paraduma? My time, the Gemara says. So Gemara says, kiven the tfu yom kosher bepara. Since a tfu yom, a person who became tome, went to the mikvah but did not yet have Harib Shemesh, is permitted to go and do the paraduma. And this was a major controversy between the Chachamim, the Prushim, and the heretics that were against the Chacham, the Stukim. So therefore, in order to make the point that a Tful Yom who went to the mikveh and is just waiting Harav Shemesh is permitted to go and do the Paraduma, so they were Metame, the Kohen, the Tnan. As we learned in the Mishnah in Chagiga, it's also in Zvachim, it says there, Tnan, Mitamin Hayu HaKohen Hasori Sapar. They would literally go and be Mitame the Kohen. Now, some suggest they just put him into contact with the Sheretz. He then went to the mikvah. He's now a Tvul Yom. And a Tvul Yom is permitted to go do this. And the Tztukim said, no, you have to wait till nightfall. So therefore, in their face of the Tztukim, the Chacham said, no, we're going to be Mitame this Kohen who's being sorry for Sapara with the Sheretz. Tosus brings down, however, Lad B'Tumah D'Oraisa. He says, no, they wouldn't go and be Metameim with the Tumah D'Oraisa. The low heavy Mezazle Bakulihai. That would be too much. But what they did was they just touched him. And since if a person isn't prepared on the high level of Paraduma, even though they're Tahar for all other things, so that is Metame somebody. There are orders of levels of care that we have. We have Chulin, then we have Meiser Sheni, then we have Truma, then we have Kachim, and then we have the highest level is Paraduma preparation. And therefore, anybody on a lower level is by definition Matame midrabanan to the people on the higher level if they're not careful. And therefore, Tosa says that they just had somebody touch this Kohen Gadol, or this Kohen that was serving Sapara, and made them tame midrabanan. In any event, that's what they would do. They would be metame, HaKohen, HaSori, Sapara, and then Matvilozo, they would have him become a Tzur Yom, they put him into the mikvah, and this way, Lahotzi mi Liban Shal Tzdukim, to take it out of the heart of the Tzdukim, that the Tzdukim were correct in saying that you couldn't use a Tzur Yom. Shoyu Omrim, the Tzdukim said, B'murove Yashemesh HaYisanasis, they said it had to be somebody that was Tar, and wasn't a Tzur Yom, and that's not the Halacha, so to remove this concept from their mind, so they bedafka made him tome the raisa the rabbanon, as we just said. But since they had this leniency with the paraduma, so takinu lo rabbanon, so the rabbis therefore enacted kli gilolim kli avonim kli adama. So they said we're going to go with a real stringency on the other side to go extra stringencies. The time of sech the para deals with tremendous stringencies that they had in preparing the people and everything regarding the paraduma, because they took this leniency here, so they didn't want people to be mezalzel. So therefore, they made them use kalim that couldn't become tameh. The lola kabul tuma ki hecha de lola zalzluba. So people shouldn't go and be more lenient with the paraduma and say, we're metameh, it's not too serious. No, it was unbelievably serious, and therefore they put in all of these additional safeguards. Now the Gemara asks, Maishno Tzafonim Mizracha, why did they bedavka put the Kohen HaSori Sapara into this chamber known as the Beis Evin that was on the northeastern side? So Kivan the Chatasi, since it's called the Chatas, the Paradum is referred to as a Chatas, even though technically it is not a carbon and it is not a Chatas, the Chatas Tuna Tzvona, and since a normal carbon Chatas must be shechted on the northern part of the Azara, therefore they put him in the northern chamber to remind him of this concept that is called the Chatas. And likewise, Uksibah, it says about the Paraduma that it must be done El Nochach Pnei Ohel Moed. It must be opposite the entranceway into the Ohel Moed. The entranceway into the Ohel Moed was on the eastern side. The holier parts of the Ohel Moed, as you went from east to west, it became more and more holy. You went through the Kodesh and then the Kodesh Kodashim. So, therefore, you entered in on the eastern side, and you had to do the hazos towards the eastern side. Therefore, takinu lo rabbanon lishka tzafon mizracha. So they set it up that he would stay the space of heaven, lishka space of heaven, which was on the northeastern side, ki hechid el hevi lo akera, that he should have a reminder of all of this, as Rashi brings down over here, ladas shehufrasham k'dei lahatil olav avodas hapara. So he should be put there, so he should understand that he's being put there to do the paraduma, which is known as the chatos, akriya chatos, utuna mizrach, and it has the applications of the blood sprinkled towards the eastern side, the awesome lay, then he'll pay attention, Leo Zoriz, B'maaseh, V'seder Avodoseh, and he will do everything in a proper way. This will prepare him, a proper mindset, to do the Paraduma properly. Now, we said that this Lishka Space of Heaven was on the Bira, my Bira. What exactly is this Bira? So, I'm a Rabba Bar Rav Chana, I'm Rav Yochanan. Rabba Bar Bar Chana said in the name of Yochanan, it was a place on the Harabayis, Mokom Yob Harabayis, Ubirishmo. It was just a place on the Harabayis known as the Bira. Rish Lakish Omar, Rish Lakish disagrees. Rish Lakish says, "Call Hamikdash Kulo Karoy Bira." The entire Mikdash area was known as the Bira Shenemar, and he brings down a pasuk from Divrei Yomim, and he says, "Habira Asher Achinosi." This Bira that I prepare for you, meaning the Mikdash. The Rishash has a question which he doesn't give an answer to. He says, "Why did they quote this reference to the Bira? There's an earlier pasuk, Kiloli Adam Habira, that we could have used instead." Akasha, why they quoted this pasuk as opposed to the earlier pasuk in Divrei Yomim? Nadig Maria asks, Minohani Mili. Rashi explains, it's wonderful to have Rashi back, as wonderful as the Tiklun Chadatin and the Korban Eidah were for Shkolim. Boy, oh boy, do you miss Rashi, and Baruch Hashem, we have Rashi back. So Minohani Mili, Rashi says, the boy Prishal Yom Kippurim Ulaparo. Where do we see this concept in our Mishnah here, and in the Mishnah in Parah, that you need to have 7 days of separation, respectively, for the Kohen Gadol, for the Avod on Yom Kippur, and the Kohen HaSorev Sapara. Where do we get this idea of the 7 day separation from? So Amar Rav Muni Bar Chilkiya, Amar Rav Chasya Bar Idi, Amar Rav Yochanan. So this list of Amaroim, we always bring down the list of the Amaroim. They say it in the name of so-and-so, because Omer Dovim Shem Omro, maybe Kulu Liolim, when you say something in the name of another Amora, another Tana, you say something in the name of your Rebbe, so that brings the Gula to the world. In any event, he brings down the pasuk from last week's parsha, and we'll deal again with this week's parsha, parsha Shmini. I'm dictating this before Shmini. People will be listening to this on the right day. It'll be after Shmini. But on my quote, the pasuk says in Tzav, Kasher Osa Bayom Hazeh, Tziv Hashem Lasos L'chaper Aleichem. Pasuk means that, just like Hashem said to do over here in regards to the building of the Mishkan, that they have to separate out Aaron Ubanov, the 7 days prior to the Akamas HaMishkan on Yom HaShmini, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Vahiba Yom HaShmini, so after Aaron and his sons were separated for 7 days, then they could do the Hakamas HaMishkan on the 8th day. So just like that happened over there, we darsh in the pasuk, it says lasos, right? We have lasos lechaper, so we darsh out lasos elumasi parah. This is a reference also to the parah aduma, that you have to separate out the coin who sorry if it's a parah for 7 days prior to bringing the parah aduma. And lechaper, that's a reference to elumasi yom kippurim, that you have to separate the coin gadol out for 7 days prior to doing the avoda on Yom Kippur. Now, Gemara questions is drasha. Bishlama kule krabe parah lo musukam. We understand why we don't say lasos lechaper is referring to the parah aduma, because the parah aduma has no inyan of kapara to it. Lechaper ksiv upara lav bas kaparihi. The pasuk tells us it's something that is lechaper, and the parah aduma is brought to purify a person, but not as a kapara, not as an atonement for the person. So therefore, it can't be referring all to the parah aduma. But why don't we say that this entire pasuk is referring to the Kohen Gadol prior to Yom Kippur? Elema kule krab yom kippurim ksiv, that this pasuk is referring to Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, no, Amrei yolev tziva tziva. We have a gzei reshava over here of tziva tziva. It says in this pasuk, siv hocha tziva Hashem lasos. So this pasuk has the word tziva in it. Uksiv hosam, and it says in regards to the paraduma, zos chukas haTorah asher tziva Hashem lemor. So by paraduma it says tziva. So we have a Kabbalah, this is a gzei reshava over here of tziva tziva. So mala halan paran. It's referring to the parah aduma, the tziva there. So Avkan, in our pasuk here from Tzav, it's referring to the parah aduma. Umakan prisha, and in this pasuk here, it's talking about a separation of 7 days. Aflahalan prisha, so too over there by the parah aduma, it's referring to 7 days of separation before the kohen can be sorif es haparah. That's how we know that it's referring to both Yom Kippur and to the parah aduma. We turn to Yom Beis. The Gemara questions this. Gemara says, maybe this Gzeira Shavah should be Tziva, Tziva, the Yom HaKippurim. No, let's refer this entire pasuk to Yom Kippur. Now, we would have Lasos Lechaper, and Tosos brings down a number of reasons why we would therefore need both of these words for Yom Kippur. But the bottom line is, we would say that both the Lasos Lechaper is all referring to Yom Kippur and not to the Paraduma, because of a different Gzeira Shavah of Tziva, Tziva. The Tziva that it says by Yom Kippur should be instead of the Tziva that it says by the Paraduma. Why did you pick it to be Paraduma when you could have picked it to Yom Kippur? Now, unfortunately, we'll ask, but it's a Gzeira Shavah. Gzeira Shavah, you can't make up on your own. Gzeira Shavah is a Kabbalah from Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, that this was the Gzeira Shavah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't make up your own Gzeira Shavah. So the Mefarshim explained that they had a Kabbalah, that there was a Gzeira Shavah of Tziva Tziva, but they didn't know what the Tziva Tziva referred to, and they were able to darshan that themselves. So the question is, why did you darshan it to the Paraduma? You could have darshaned it to Yom Kippur. Why is that? It says, Vayas kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. It says, in regards to Yom Kippur, it says that Aaron did everything that Moshe said to do. Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. As Hashem commanded Moshe, Aaron did everything that Moshe Rabbeinu told him to do. So therefore, you have the word tziva by Yom Kippur, you have the tziva by Parshas Tzav, referring to the seven-day preparation before the Hakamas HaMishkan, so learn it out from there. So the Gemara says, no, we prefer donin tziva dilifnei asiya mitziva dilifnei asiya vein donin tziva dilachar asiya mitziva dilifnei asiya. What does this mean? So it's actually not complicated at all. In regards to the 7 days of preparation before the Mishkan was raised up, we have the word tziva before the actual commandment to go and do. If you look at the psukim, it says, kasher oso bayom hazeh tziva, that's where you have tziva, Hashem lasos. So you have the word tziva before lasos. And so too by the paraduma, you have tziva before lasos. The pasuk says, zos chukas haTorah asher tziva Hashem lemor. And then the next pasuk says, Yichlu elecha paraduma. You go take. That's the lasos. You go and take. So in both, the 7 days of preparation before the Hakamas HaMishkan and by paraduma, you have tziva before the action, lasos or v'yichlu. As opposed to by Yom Kippur, you have the words tziva after the lasos. By yas, that's the action, kasher tziva, before the word tziva. So therefore, when you have a choice of making this Gzeira Shavah to either the Paraduma or to Yom Kippur, so it makes more sense to have Tziva Lifnei Asiya compared to Tziva Lifnei Asiya rather than comparing it to Tziva the La'achar Asiya. Mordechai says, okay, That's fine. We understand why Paraduma is preferable to Yom Kippur. However, the Eima Tziva de Korbanos, but there is another Tziva in regards to the bringing of the Korbanos. It says over there, B'yom Tzavoso, on the day that you shall command Tziva, Esbnei Yisrael, and there it says, after that, Lahakriv is Korbanayim. So the action comes after the Tziva. So here you have Tziva before the Asiya. So therefore, why don't we compare the 7-day separation for the Kohen, for Aaron and Banav, prior to the Hakamas of Mishkan, to the preparations, we should separate a Kohen 7 days before he brings a Korban. So Gemara says, no, done in Tziva Mitziva. We prefer to be making the Gzeir Shava from the actual full word Tziva to the actual full word Tziva, as opposed to, in this pasuk by the Korbanos, it was Tzavoso. They ain't done in Tzavoso Mitziva. We don't want to make an inexact Gzeir Shava, as we'll see, if you don't have to. Because we'll see in a moment, we're going to question it. But you don't need an exact word to make Gzeir Shava. It can even be a different word, as we'll see. Gemara says, well, my nafkamina, why are you telling me you have to have Tziva to Tziva, and can't be Tziva to Tzavoso? So Gemara says, well, Tana, famous Braisa, they learned in the base Medrash of Dvei Rabbi Yishmael, it says, in regards to Metzorah, Vishava Kohen, Uba Kohen, the Kohen has to leave the house that he's declaring that it could be possibly Tumas Metzoraz, and then he comes back, Uba Kohen. So the same process that when he left is the same process that when he comes back a week later. Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. This is a Gzei Shava. And the words aren't even the same. Shav and Ba aren't the same root. They're not the same word. And yet, we have a Kabbalah that is a valid Gzeira Shava. So therefore, why are you telling me you can't learn out Tziva and Savaso? You can learn out Shav and Ba as Gzeira Shava. They're totally different roots. So certainly, Tziva and Savaso is a perfectly valid Gzeira Shava. So why are you telling me we prefer to do the comparison of the Hakamas HaMishkan to Paraduma because it's Tziva, Tziva, rather than the Hakamas HaMishkan to Korbanos because it's Tziva Tzavoso. Gemara says, no. Hani, immediately, when do we say that you can have totally different words, even for Gzeir Shava, Shava Kohen, Uba Kohen? That's Hecha Deleka De Damile. That's when there was no Shava Kohen alternative. There wasn't the Shava Kohen elsewhere that we can make the Gzeir Shava to. So therefore, when we have a Kabbalah that's Gzeir Shava, and there is no possible other alternative, then they can even be different words, and certainly not the exact same word. They can be totally different words, or this word would be perfectly good to have Tziva and Savaso. That's when there's no other choice. Abel Hecha Deiko De Damile. But when you have another choice, so then, if you have Tziva, Tziva, or Tziva, Tzavaso, Mitadamile, Yafinon. So therefore, we take the exact comparable word rather than a root that is comparable but not the exact same word. Then the Pasuk said, Lechaper, we said, Elu Maisa Yom Kippurim. In the Pasuk, we had Lechaper, that was a reference we said to the Maisa Yom Kippurim. Why don't we say the Eimor Kapara de Korbanos? Why don't we say that this is referring to the Kapara that you get from bringing Korbanos? Why Vidafka, the Kapara from Yom Kippurim? So Gemara says, Miyadinan, hey Kohen Misrame de Boile Prisha. Because Korbanos are brought, you don't know 7 days in advance who's going to go bring that Korban. It could be one of many, many, many Kohanim from that Beis Av. So therefore, you can't separate out the Kohen who's going to bring the individual Korban. So therefore, practically, it's not a good comparison. Gemara says, why not? Amre, Alom Alo, why not? Ni Boye Le Prisha Lukule Mishmeres Beis Av. Why don't we learn out that entire Mishmar, that entire Beis Av, that would be sacrificing the Korbanos on that day, should separate themselves for 7 days? What's the big deal? So Gemara says, no. Don dovor shekavu lozman, midovor shekavu lozman. If we're going to use the word l'chaper to teach us something, it makes sense. It should be dealing with the same thing. By the Hakamas HaMishkan, so this was a set time. It was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Mahiba Yom HaShmini. It was a set time. So Yom Kippur is a set time. It makes sense to compare a set time to a set time. As opposed to Korbanos, they can be brought at any time. And therefore, the Gemara says, Lafuke Korbanos, the Kol Yom Istu. They're brought every day. Different Korbanos are brought every day. So therefore, that's not a good comparison. Gemara says, okay, the Emor Regolim, so say it's referring to the Korbanos that are brought for Kapara on the Shlosh Regolim. That's a set time too. So Gemara says, no, Don in Dover Shinoig Pam Achas Bishona, Midover Noig Pam Achas Bishona. If you're going to make the comparison, so then the Mishkan was a one-time deal, and we should do it to a one-time deal, like Yom Kippur, as opposed to Lafuke Regolim, the Lav Hamachas Bishona Ninu. They're not coming once a year. You have the Shlosh Regolim, you have Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkot. So it's 3 times a year. Therefore, if you're going to use the word Lechaper to compare the Hakamas of Mishkan to something, it makes sense to compare it to Yom Kippur and not to the Shlosh Regolim.
Gemara says, well, maybe it means just one of the Shlosh Regalim. Tema regel echad from the three Shlosh Regalim. Are you going to tell me you don't know which one? V'chitema lo yadin and haiminayu, which one of the three? No, that we could darshan out. We could say, maybe e chag ha-matzos, it could be that it was talking about Pesach. Why? Hol u'pasach bo ha-kos v'tchila, because that's the first one that's mentioned. When we give the order, we always say chag ha-matzos, chag ha-shavos, chag ha-sukos. So that's the first one that's mentioned. So if you're going to compare it, so compare it to the first one that's mentioned. Alternatively, e chag ha-sukos, or you could have made the drasha to say that it should be talking about sukkos, hol umaruba mitzvaso, because there's so many mitzvos attached to it. So therefore, we could compare it to one of the regalim. So why did you compare it, bedafel lechaper, to be talking about Yom Kippur is being compared to that Komas HaMishkan and not one of the regalim, either Pesach, let's say, or Sukkos? Gemara says, Elo, the answer is, Donin Prishas Shiva Liyom Echad, Mi Prishas Shiva Liyom Echad. If we're going to make this comparison, so it makes sense, Lechaper, to compare one to the other that you're getting kapar on. So this Hakamas HaMishkan is Lechaper, and that's a 7-day preparation for a 1-day event. So it makes sense to compare it to another 7-day preparation for a 1-day event. The 7 days prior to Yom Kippur, for the one-day event of Yom Kippur, so that's a good comparison, as opposed to, we wouldn't compare it to, the ain't done in Prishas Shiva, L'Shiva, Mi Prishas Shiva, L'Yom Echad. It doesn't make any sense to compare it, that this Hakamas HaMishkan was a 7-day preparation for 1 day, to a 7-day preparation, then it would be for Pesach, which would be 7 days, or Sukkot, which would be 7 days, plus Shmini Atzeres, 8 days. So the Gemara says, why not say, the Eimah Shmini, the Prishas Shiva, L'Yom Echadu? Why don't we say that it's actually Shmini Atzeres, which would be a 7-day preparation for a 1-day event, and therefore it's exactly the same. So why do you think it's more appropriate to say Lechaper means Yom Kippur than the 7 days that you should theoretically have to separate out the Kohanim before they bring the Korbanos on Shmini Atzeres? Gemara says, no, that's not a good comparison, because Don and Dover Shein Kedusha Lefanav, Mi Dover Shein Kedusha Lefanav. It makes sense to compare something that doesn't have Kedusha in front of it. The 7 days before the Hakamas HaMishkan, there was no Kedusha in front of that, and there's no Kedusha in front of Yom Kippur. The 7 days before Yom Kippur, while they're important days, the Aseres Mei Tshuva, there's no Kedusha specifically there, so it makes sense to compare the Hakamas HaMishkan to Yom Kippur, the Ein Don and Dover Sheish Kedusha Lefanav, as opposed to Shmini Atzeres, which has 7 days of Sukkos before it that are Kedusha, Mi Dover Shein Kedusha from the Hakamas HaMishkan, which doesn't have Kedusha in front of it. That's why we preferred say Lechaper is on Yom Kippur rather than on Shmini Atzeres. Where it says, no, Adarabba, V'lav Kavachomer, certainly it should be a Kavachomer. Hashto, now you're telling me Dover She'ein Kedusha Lefon of Boy Prisha. If you're telling me that the Hakamas HaMishkan, which doesn't have a holiness of Kedusha in front of it, required 7 days of preparatory exclusion of Aaron Ubanov, they had to separate themselves. So if that required Prisha, certainly Dover She'ein Kedusha Lefon of Lokol Shekein. So certainly Shmini Atzeres, which has Kedusha in front of it, certainly it should require this Prisha. So Adarabba, that's more of a reason to say that we should say Lechaper is comparing the Hakamas HaMishkan to Shmini Atzeres and not to Yom Kippur. Shmuel says, no, that's not good. Amar v'mashar shia lo, that's incorrect. The pasuk over here in regards to the Hakamas HaMishkan said, hazeh, it said it has to be like this day, which means kazeh, it has to be like this day, meaning that you can't have anything in front of it, no kedusha in front of it. They have to be as exact a comparison as possible, and therefore it makes sense to compare the Hakamas HaMishkan, 7-day separation of Aaron Ubanov, to Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, should need to separate 7 days beforehand as well. That's teretz number one. Rav Ashi Amar, another teretz. Mi komidi, the ikarego, loboy prisha, tofel didei boy prisha, since it doesn't make any sense to suggest that it should be Shmini Atzeres, because if the Iker, which is Sukkos, doesn't require pre-show beforehand, so how can you suggest that the Tofel, Shmini Atzeres, was an extra add-on day to Sukkos? How could you suggest that that should require pre-show? The Tofel should require pre-show, the subordinate should require pre-show, when the actual priority, the main part, Sukkos, didn't require pre-show. So that's what Rav Ashi says, it can't be referring Lechaper to Shmini Atzeres, as opposed to it must be comparing it to Yom Kippur. Gemara says, and even Vafilu Lumandi Yom Shmi Regel Bifnei Atzmahu, and even according to the opinion, which we hold like, the Shmini Atzeres is always considered Regel Bifnei Atzmahu. It's a separate Yontif. It's not Sukkos, as we'll see why it's not Sukkos. But even if you want to say the Shmini Atzeres is Regel B'fnei Atzmo, it's considered a separate Yontiv. That's only Hani Mili. That's only in regards Le'inyon Pazer Kashev. We turn to Gimel Amud Aleph. That's only in regards to these six things, this mnemonic, this famous mnemonic, Pazer Kashev, which I'll explain what it is in a moment. So it's only in regards to those six things that Shmini Atzeres is considered a separate Yontiv. However, I will lean in Tashlumim, but in regards to Tashlumim, it is Tashlumim Derishinu. It's a makeup for the first days. If you couldn't bring certain korbanos during Sukkot, you still have the right to bring them on Shmini Atzeres. Dotznan, because we learned in a Mishnah in Chagiga, where it tells us, Mishalochog b'yom tov harishon shalchag, if you weren't able to bring your Chagiga on the first day of Sukkot, like you're ideally supposed to, so then you have your May Tashlumim. You can bring it the rest of the Chag. Similar idea, by the way, by the Chagiga on Pesach, and a similar idea by the Chagiga on Shavuos. You have a makeup period of time. You may tashlumen to make up for it. So you can bring it the rest of Pesach. By Shavuos, you have the 6 days. That's why we don't say Tachnun from the start of Shavuos until the 12th of the month inclusive, because also you may tashlumen to bring in Chagiga. So too by Sukkos, you can bring the Chagiga, all of Sukkos, which includes Chogeg, Baholich, Kol HaRegel, Kulo, the Yom Tova Achron Shel Chag, and as well as Shmini Atzeres. So you see that it is a subordinate Yomtif, if you wish, to Sukkos in regards to the Tashlumim of the Karban Chagiga. Plus, it doesn't have its own separate Karban Chagiga, and therefore, even if you say Paser Koshev, it's a separate Yomtif, which I'll now explain, it nevertheless shouldn't be, Ravashi says, as important as Yom Kippur to use the words Lechaper to teach us that Shmini Atzeres requires 7 days of separation beforehand, but no, Lechaper was the correct Rasha that it's referring to. You have to have 7 days of separation before Yom Kippur. Now, what exactly are this Pazer Kashev? So, Rashi brings down, we have Tosus and others that disagree with some of the things, so Rashi brings down that the Pazer Kashev is, number one, Pei is a pious liatzmo, she'ain pious b'pari achag, that the rest of Sukkot, we started off, who should go, and then you went through the 24 mishmaros, you went round robin, you kept on going and around each day, which mishmar, which beis av, did the various sacrifices. You didn't have a separate lottery. But for Shmini Atzeres, they had a separate lottery as to which one of the 24 Mishmaros would have the zchus to do the korbanos on Shmini Atzeres. So that's the pay. Then we have the Zayin, that stands for Zman, so Shechianu. You have a separate Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. The last days of Pesach that we just had, we didn't make a Shechianu. That's the exception to the rule, that you always make a Shechianu on Yontif. So the last days of Pesach, there's nothing Shechianu about it. It's all one Pesach, which we already made the Shechianu on the first days. But on the last day of Sukkot, i.e. on Shmini Atzeres, we do make a Shechianu. So that's the Zayin. What's the Reish? Regol Yatzmo. So Rashi says, She'ein Shom Shem Chag Sukkos Olav. We don't call it Chag HaSukkos. We say Yom Shmini Chag HaTzeres says that. So it has its own name as a Chag. Tosus brings down in the name of Rashi and Sukkah, She'ein Yoshim Bo B'Sukkah. That's why it's a regel, because you don't sit in the Sukkah. That's so it's separate as a regel than the first 7 days of Sukkot. Then we have the Kuf for Korban, Liatzmo. She'ein Korban, Rashi says, Shav L'chol Shar Yomos HaChag, that the Korban on Shmini Atzeres is different than the rest of the korbanos that were brought every day on Sukkos. On Sukkos, they brought the Parim Merubim. Every day we went down one par, and they had Elim Shnayim and Yudalik Kvasim every day. The Khan Par Echad, Ayel Echad, the Shiva Kvasim. So it had a separate set of korbanos. That's the Kuf. The Shin in Pozer Koshev stands for Shirli Atzmo. We don't sing the same shir that we sang on the various days of Sukkos. Rashi gives us the mnemonic for this, Hum Bayi, which the Gemara in Sukkah goes through the details as to what exactly they sang on each day. But on Shmini Atzeres, they didn't sing those same shirim. Rashi says, Lo Pirshu, Lonu Ezu Shir. We don't know which one it is. Elsewhere, however, Rashi does suggest that it's Lam Natseach HaLashminis. However, the Tosi Shonim says that that really is dealing with Masechah Sofrim, dealing with the shir that they sing in the Beis Knesset and not the shir that they sing in the Beis HaMikdash. And Tosu says over here, Sha'af Sha'braisa Osekis B'shir Sh'beis HaKnesset Shema Zeu Af Mizmor Shalavim Sharu B'beis HaMikdash, to answer up the Tosu Sishonim Kasha on Rashi. And finally, the vase in Pazer Koshev is Broch Liatzmo. So Rashi explains the Broch Shu Mavarchim L'Tfilas Chai HaMelech. They used to say a separate Broch for the king that brought down in Tosefta on Sukkah. So they would say there, by Yom HaShmini, Sholach Esom, Vayivarchu Es HaMelech from Lochem Aleph, and therefore we would make a separate bracha for the king, and that is what the bracha is referring to. There are other interpretations of some of these. You can see in the Tosus Yishanim at the top, he says, the Rabbeinu Tam says that when it says regal, it means that you have to stay overnight. Tonlina brings on the Rabbeinu Chananel, says Shadoch Gzera Shloshim, that it's a separate yontif in terms of the halachos of Avelus, that it's an extra 7 days for Shemini Atzeres Nebuch if somebody passes away. So the Shloshim is pushed off by a yontif, so this counts as 7 days. So there are many other interpretations, but we'll stop over here. With this, we conclude our first beautiful shiur in Masechta Yumah.